Well, the plumbers always get the phones ringing and the text. Our texting is about ready to melt down here. Mike wants to know, is it true in the southern hemisphere that the water swirls in the opposite direction down the drain?
Down there, but I think that's
it,
true.
It is true.
In yes, a toilet, he said his father was a World War II vet and said that down there, the toilet, when you flush it, swirls opposite. Here it goes right and there it goes left. Really?
Yeah, what's it do at the equator?
At the equator, it's undecided.
He said he's been waiting a long time to ask somebody, so now he knows.
Yes, yes. Hurricanes blow the opposite direction in the southern hemisphere. Everything drains the opposite direction.
They did a whole episode on The Simpsons on this.
Yeah. Well, that makes it noteworthy.
There's your authority.
I've never seen it, but the last time this came up, somebody sent us that clip, and they sent someone down to check. Anyway,
we were visiting with Denise, who has a peculiar odor with her water in her home. Denise, I have a man at my office that we call the nose because he is like a stink detector. And we have gone out. Chris, I think he's actually worked with you a couple times putting in the smoke tests into the plumbing vent systems.
Yeah.
Yet you have to call the police, the fire department.
Yeah, call the fire department.
And say, we're going to put a smoke test in the plumbing vent system of a house. It is not on fire. And then you pump the plumbing system full of smoke. And as it starts infiltrating in underneath the wax ring of your toilet into the bathroom, you can start detecting where your other leaks are. So Chris and Stan have done several odor elimination projects. Stan is a specialist at it. We have a page on our website, Detecting and Eliminating Odors in and Around Your House. You, Denise, have already covered every single one of the checkpoints that we already addressed. So you have stumped Rosie. You have stumped Chris. So you get a free consult from us. Jennifer's going to pick you up on the phone, get your contact information, and Chris and I are going to come out and see you, and we would like your plumber to be there. Rosie will pay for his service call to be there so we can get to the information as quickly as possible, what he has done, what he's eliminated, what he's looked at. We'll put our brains behind it, and Denise, we are going to solve this for you. Now, the one caveat is that Chris and I are both traveling starting tomorrow, and we won't be back till after Thanksgiving. So immediately after Thanksgiving, we're going to get out to your house, and we're going to solve this. This is one of the ways over the last almost 30 years that we've been on air, this is the way I accumulate the data and the information that we file onto the Q&A questions of Rosie on the House website. And we get a lot of information by being stumped like this, and let us put our detective hats on and go to work for you. We've got John, who sent in just a wonderful little poem about toilets. We're not going to read on air.
Bob.
It was just so touching. and then another text came to us and says there are mood lights for your toilets.
It had a link, and it glowed. There's like seven different glow colors for the toilet.
Okay.
Red, blue, all the colors of the rainbow.
The things we learn from our callers, absolutely, right here at Rosie on the House. Can we talk just a little bit before we go out? Linda, I know you're all active in the political community and in the civil community and in the education community. What are we going to do about our labor force? I just returned from Austin. We had 200 contractors there from virtually every single corner of this country. And we asked at the beginning of the meeting, are any of you not hiring? And the only ones that are not hiring are the ones that can't find help. What are we going to do with this labor shortage we're facing? It's become almost unbearable. It's become as bad as it was in 06, 07, and 08.
Right, right. Many years ago, I remember nursing saying that they had such a shortage, and they have overcome that. As far as I know, every governor, every registered contractors across the nation, everyone's working hard on this same dilemma because we are all building homes and more construction and more construction. Now they all need service. So we need those trades, and we need to get – what we're doing now is we're actually working with the high schoolers, the young adults. We've got local community tech schools here. We're really educating everybody, even people that have taken on a career and they're in their 30s or 40s. They're changing over to other careers.
Well, I know so, y'all are – active with EVIT, East Valley Institute.
Right. We've got a great construction program there, from everything from framing to plumbing to air conditioning. They have a great school. There's a lot of schools going on.
And I didn't see, I voted and then had to leave. Did WestMac bond pass?
We left too. So I'm sorry. I've been in California.
The
too.
Last I saw, it was 50-50. The split of votes on 250,000 votes apiece. The split was less than a couple hundred. I don't know how that ended up or not. I'll have to look it up. Well, Linda, Chris, thanks a million for coming in, helping our callers answer the questions about plumbing, which are always very hard for me to answer because that is one trade I just never had the patience to learn. Is it a 3/8 ID or 7/16 OD? And you need 75,000 hoses to figure it all out. Thank goodness when you send a truck to somebody's house, they've got them all there. Thanks a million.
You're very
welcome. Thanks for
welcome.
Having us, Rosie.
All right, folks, we appreciate it. Coming up here on a Thanksgiving weekend, just know this. The entire Romero family will be out next Saturday. We have put together a very special pre-recorded program for you, the best of Rosie on the House, all of our best segments from this past year in 2016. We want to thank you for your continued loyalty to Rosie on the House. We'll be back for another 30 years. First weekend in December, broadcasting from Prescott. Why don't y'all come up and join us?